Sweet thing. She's a sweet thing and she goes all pink when you whisper in her ear that she's a licky, tasty little snack. And the way you squeeze her fingers and touch her hair is so familiar. But was it really only last week? My bed still smells of you, my sheets still have your stains when you last feasted on me. And I am not a sweet thing. I'm a hungry thing, wanting more. But I see there won't be any more because she suits you. Not wild and bold and unpredictable and mostly absent. She's there. Did you think I would flip my lid to see her so you could say, well, it's all over, isn't it? But it's not over, because we're starting out on something you're not used to. When we were through the day, 5 or 6 times spunked, tasting each other, coming, electric, you splice me, wrapped round each other, talking nonsense. And I'm a hungry thing. These are not my limits. I'm a demanding thing. I wanted to feel you feel. Look, she's laughing now. Was I so easily amused? I'm an angry thing on an edge, and I want to say to you, jump. Jump. Jump away. Jump away from trippies up the pubby, cooky little din-dins, watchy little films. She's looking baffled now. I'm not surprised, because you have run away from me and into this sweet pillow thing. You're hugging her like a big boy hugs his mum. Jump. Jump. Jump away and walk with me. And we shall walk through the dark town, the street lights shining in the gold puddles, and we shall dance in the gold puddles, our boots making a whirlpool of noise. We are children. We are beautiful. We are meteorites kissing the moon, much more demented and sublime than any sweet thing.